Here's an idea for how to help poor people in the developing world. Skip donating food and clothing. Forget digging wells and building schools. Just give them the money. That's what an American charity organization called Give Directly is doing. This year, it's giving away $5 million to individuals in Africa. The money is not a loan. Recipients do not have to pay it back. They can spend it on whatever they want, no strings attached. Jacob Goldstein and David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team went to Kenya to see how it's going.
The idea behind Give Directly is simple. Poor people know what they need. If you give them money, they can buy it.
There is one sort of obvious downside, which is if you give people money and let them spend it on whatever they want, they can spend it on whatever they want.
Cigarettes, alcohol, weapons.
This is Carol Bellamy, former director of UNICEF.
Just gambling it away. All the kinds of things that you don't want to have happen with money that just you find in your pocket.
Is it fair to say you think most of your colleagues in the charity world would be skeptical of this idea?
I think they are.
That seems to be true. When we got to Kenya, we talked to charities there, and people told us giving money could create dependency, or recipients would mean well, but they'd spend it badly. And inevitably, someone brought up the whole give a man a fish thing.
I would rather teach them how to fish rather than to fish for them.
This is Alfred Okey Odongo with a charity called SANA. He also said this other thing. He said, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm curious. I would want to see how it is working. If it proves to work, we would be very, very grateful.
So we hired an interpreter, and we went to see how it was working.
Kenya has this amazing mobile banking system that lets you send money to anyone with a basic cell phone. So sending money to people in Kenya is really easy. But actually going to talk to them, still really hard. We drive down a main road past a sign that says Equator. Then we turn down a series of dirt roads. Then we get out and walk down a path past some farm fields. And finally, we find the guy who got the money on his phone.
Nokia.
This is Bernard Omundi. He's 25 years old. He's got two kids. He lives in a small house with mud walls, a dirt floor, and an old couch. There's no running water and no electricity. The way it happened, he says, is that one day a village elder came by with some people he'd never met who said they wanted to give him $1,000. Bernard was suspicious, but they gave him a cell phone, and then one day, a text message appeared on it.
It was sent very early in the morning. I was still in my bed. I jumped up. My wife asked me, Bernard, what is it? Then I told her, the guys of Give Direct have sent us the money. It's here.
He still has the message on his phone.
Confirm you have received 41,000.
For Bernard, $1,000 was just this unimaginable sum of money. It's more money than he'd ever had in his life. He only made a couple bucks a day.
So what did he do with the money? He bought one of these.
This motorcycle is called Bajaj Boxer. It uses, consumes low fuel.
Motorcycles are basically used as taxis around here. Bernard bought his so he could become a taxi driver. It beat his old job. He used to work as a laborer. Often he would spend all day carrying heavy stones from one place to another. Now he says his work is much steadier. His kids used to go hungry, and they don't anymore.
People bought all kinds of things with the money. One family bought a little mill to grind corn for people in the village. Another started selling soap and cooking oil. Lots of people bought cows.
And there was this one thing almost everyone spent money on, new roofs. They replaced their grass roofs with metal ones. And if a new roof sounds like something that's nice to have but isn't really going to help you be less poor, you've probably never had a grass roof.
I was just very happy. I was very happy about the money.
This is Carolyn Odiombo. She bought a metal roof and explained why everyone was doing it. She said grass roofs are terrible roofs. They leak, and they need to be constantly maintained. You have to keep replacing the grass, and apparently you have to buy this special kind of grass.
The grass is very expensive because you have to buy grass every year, even three times. Yeah, and it costs a lot.
With a metal roof, she won't have to buy grass anymore. Every year she'll have more money in her pocket. It's like she just boosted her income for years to come.
All these things people spent money on seemed like reasonable choices. In fact, they seemed so reasonable, we started to worry that people were only telling us good news stories. So we asked a different question. Not, what did you do with the money, but what did your neighbors do?
And then we started to hear different stories. Bernard told us, sure, I spent the money well, but walk around and you'll see. Not everybody did.
Some of them are drunkards, so they probably use it to buy alcohol. Others just spend the whole amount on food. They just ate and became fat, and nothing has remained of it.
Bernard didn't name anyone, but another guy in the village, his name is Julius Okumu Ukelu, said, my neighbor, right over here, look, he still has a thatch roof on his house. He wasted his money. He was so embarrassed, he didn't even want to talk to you.
He saw your vehicle, and he knew that you were around. He decided to run away. They're nowhere now.
So we went to the neighbor's house, and just like Julia said, he wasn't home. There were two little kids there who told us their parents had gone into town.
It seemed like Julius might be right, so we asked Give directly about the neighbor. And a local staffer managed to reach him on the phone the next day. He told her he wasn't hiding. He said his first wife had died and he wanted to get remarried. But in this part of Kenya, the groom traditionally has to pay the bride's family. So apparently, that's what he spent the money on. He spent it on a dowry so he could get remarried. That's why he still had a thatched roof.
The folks who started Give Directly are convinced that giving cash is a good idea. They think in the future, this could be one of the major ways richer countries help the poor, by just sending money to people's phones. It's simple, there's minimal overhead, you don't need experts or a large staff.
And if giving cash does work, it'll raise this awkward question about some of the other charities out there. Maybe they'd do more good if they just took the money they're spending and instead gave it to the poor.
We'll have more about that later today on All Things Considered. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Jacob Goldstein, NPR News.